Greetings to all of my friends on this 91-week journey through God's Word. This is Pastor George, and with all the uncertainty we're facing, there is one thing that's always dependable and reliable, and that's the Word of God. It never changes, and neither does He. And you can take that to the bank any day of the week, pandemic or not. Well, this week, number 64, we find ourselves back in the New Testament, specifically the first 12 chapters of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Now, I don't know about you, but this is a welcome change from where we've been the last month or so. Although Jeremiah and Lamentations were not short on transformational principles, and there are plenty of diamonds hidden among the rough in those books, it certainly felt good for me to shift gears and move in a different direction. And to celebrate that, this week I'm going to provide two transformational principles, although they are related. The first one didn't necessarily surface from this week's reading, but it's fundamentally important if we want to grow in our faith, increase our intimacy with God, and experience the transformation that Jesus offers. And that is this: transformation is a choice that always requires effort. Jesus will do the inner work, but our willingness, cooperation, and effort are part of that spiritual recipe. I don't believe Scripture teaches anywhere that God will override our will and make us do anything. He can discipline us, He can get our attention, but at the end of the day, He always offers us a choice, and we must choose to act on that choice. In other words, if you want to draw closer to Jesus and become more like Him, you must consciously choose to pursue that, just like you would toward developing any relationship. Holiness and transformation never happen haphazardly. The writer of Hebrews wrote in chapter 12, verse 14, to make every effort to pursue holiness, or strive to pursue holiness. Why? Because it won't likely happen if you're not thinking about it, longing for it, and pressing toward that goal. But this really shouldn't surprise us, because salvation is something we also had to pursue and strive for as well. Although Jesus paid a ransom to redeem us, the act of repentance is a choice that requires our effort. In fact, Jesus said in Luke chapter 13, verse 24, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door." That's because no one ever stumbles through the narrow door and discovers the narrow road by accident. And likewise, you won't experience deep transformation by accident either. You have to want it enough to set other things aside and go after it. You have to be willing to pursue it. After all, that's why you're on this 91-week journey, I would presume. It's certainly not easy to keep up with this 91-week journey, but you've chosen to do it because you know that God rewards those who earnestly seek Him. That's Hebrews 11:6. And the study of His Word is always necessary to grow in your faith and in your relationship with Him. Transformation is a choice that always requires effort. Now, I discovered our second principle as I read through the first 12 chapters of 1 Corinthians. And as I did so, chapter 4, verses 20 and 21 jumped out at me. And as usual, I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation. And I'm going to use this verse as it's written for our second transformational principle this week. Paul wrote this: "The kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It's living by God's power. Which do you choose?" Now again, we're challenged here to make a choice. Is my faith primarily represented by a lot of hyper-spiritual God talk, or is my faith an example of godly living? There is a difference, because anyone can talk a good spiritual game. But the question is this: is the way you live your life an accurate reflection of what you verbally profess to believe? Is your life a living example of God's power? And I don't think Paul's referring to power in the form of signs and wonders per se, but instead of sacrifice, service, obedience, and perseverance. You know, all those fun and easy things. Paul was indeed an example of God's power, but not in the way the world would define power. I'm not going to read them now, but take a look at verses 10 through 13 above. God's power was demonstrated in Paul through his choice to endure ridicule, hunger, nakedness, physical and emotional abuses, homelessness, among other things, all for the sake of advancing God's kingdom. And God's power was equally evident in Paul by blessing those who cursed him, by being patient with those who abused him, and responding gently when slandered or falsely accused. The kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It's living by God's power. Which do you choose? And choice is the key word that links our two principles together today. Transformation is a choice that always requires effort, and the kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It's living by God's power. Which do you choose? Both will lead to transformation. This is Pastor George. Have a great week pursuing the King.